Perhaps someday, evolution will be known as the greatest fictional story ever told. That's because evolution is supposed to be scientific, but is a mythological account based only on speculation. Find out more on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
People often forget that the theory of evolution is really an entire mythological system. It's important to evolutionists to be able to find explanations for everything. Every single trait and behavior calls for an evolutionary explanation. Many such explanations become increasingly tortuous. The Out of Africa evolutionary model seems to have been devised so that evolutionists could claim that all human beings were related, just as the Bible teaches. This is because evolution, if taken to its logical conclusion, is inherently racist, supposing, as it must, that some people groups are more highly evolved than others. Recent evolutionary ideas have begun to suggest interbreeding between Homo sapiens, leaving Africa, and Neanderthals in the area now known as the Middle East. It has been a puzzle, however, for evolutionists to explain why modern humans completely displaced the Neanderthals, who had bigger brains. Siberian studies on the domestication of foxes has suggested that the tamed animals have slightly smaller brains than their wild counterparts. One evolutionary study therefore suggests that modern humans must have domesticated themselves as Neanderthals died out. It's possible that being less aggressive and more cooperative was also an advantage for early humans, giving those with these traits a better chance of surviving and reproducing, says the study. It's notable, however, that speculative studies like this are short on suggested mechanisms. In any case, the multiplicity of words used to create new evolutionary myths do not constitute actual science, which is what is carried out in the here and now.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.